FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. At Craig and Owen, be amazed at what life was like over 1,000 years ago. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
You're welcome back to the programme. Ennis is a new mayor from Clare Castle. Councillor Paul Murphy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
You're not even a townie.
There's a bit of it in me. My mother was reared in town, so we'll use that as a bit of leverage anyway.
I remember saying the same thing last year to Anne Norton, because of course she's based in Barefield. She insisted though she had heritage in the town, so I don't know if this makes you the first mayor of Ennis not from Ennis.
I haven't researched that now, but it's quite possible, I suppose, in all fairness. It's quite possible.
You are, of course, not just the mayor of the town, but the municipal district, which includes Clare Castle. You were elected into the role by your fellow Ennis Municipal District councillors last evening. It is a wonderful honour, and congratulations in all seriousness.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, it's a massive honour. I've been involved in Clare County Council for 10 years now. So, you know, call it a learning process over the last 10 years. I feel I'm well able to take on the role of being mayor of the municipal district. It is Ennis Town and the outlying areas of Kilnamona, Kilmaley, Inch, Clarecastle, Quinn, Barefield and Dura. So, you know, it's a big area. And since the new electoral area came into place 3 years ago, there's a team of 8 councillors there, and we do work quite well for the area.
Okay. You've also had experience as Lasca here. Look at the county council, a role you have until about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
That's right.
So, in terms, though, of becoming the mayor of the county town, it obviously gives you a platform. It obviously gives you an opportunity to speak out on issues if you so wish to do. Or how do you see the next 12 months going? What do you want to achieve?
There's plenty of small battles there, Gavin, that I want to hopefully push on with. Local ones on the ground. I mean, you're certainly aware of the ongoing saga that I personally have with the traffic situation at the Clare Abbey roundabout. I'll be trying to push that on, using my profile as mayor to improve or increase the pressure on TII to come up with a solution. You know, you can't call it carnage, because thankfully nobody has been seriously hurt down there. But on a daily basis, the pedestrians and cyclists in particular, and actually motorists as well, it's a crazy situation down there. So that's certainly an issue that I want to try and drive on. And for starters, I mentioned one yesterday there, excuse me, and that's about the mental health. That's a big issue as well. And I'm hoping for Ennis to host a seminar probably during the winter months, because seminars they tend to be held over winter time more than summer. To bring in some of the big agencies to start with the HSE for starters, Pieta House, the Samaritans, the management of the Cycle for Suicide, to get them involved, and just to push on, and maybe John Burke, who we had in Clare County Council last week as well, he's Elevate charity as well,
yes.
Just to raise the awareness of mental health issues. It's a massive, massive thing nowadays. It's becoming more prevalent amongst school going children in particular. You know, the pressures associated with Facebook, that was just slipping me there.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive issue, and it's affecting children from a very early age, national school going age.
See, I heard that you had talked about this yesterday, and part of me thought, well, hold on a second, you're the mayor of Ennis. Yes, you've got a title, but there's only so many powers. But obviously, you see that the platform maybe that you've been given, the spotlight that comes in a role such as this, gives you an opportunity to speak out on issues that matter.
Yeah. Maybe some people mightn't like it, but I think it's an issue that's there. It's still hidden away for a lot of people. A lot of people aren't even aware that they may suffer from small, or I mean the likes of the vitamin D deficiency, the SADs they call it. I had a touch of that myself there, and I only became aware of it in the last couple of years. I mean, but I just found myself in foul humour. I didn't know what was wrong. Eventually, I spoke to my doctor, and thankfully he kind of said, well, consider, could this be what's wrong? And yeah, during the winter time now, I take vitamin D tablets, and and I found a massive improvement. But I personally, I found it hard to go and talk about it. So I think, you know, you have to try and encourage people to come out and to face these things and not to be afraid to talk.
No, absolutely, and well done for you. As you say, like, it's something that in your situation sounds like it was very easily solved, which isn't always the case, obviously. But
that's right.
At the same time, you know, even something like that, to make us aware that yeah, these can be issues yeah. in our own lives could yeah. make a difference.
Very easily solved, but it was still tough to for me to face up and actually say, you know, what might be wrong, you know.
Mm, yeah. Absolutely. You also have the flare.
The flare, yeah. Look at touch wood and please God, we're praying for good weather in August. Better weather than for the main weekend last year.
Yeah.
You know, last year was a great start. It was a learning curve for the council and the town, the business people, everybody involved. Please God, we'll get tens of thousands of visitors and that everyone will benefit from it. Mm. We're all looking forward to that.
I know you've got your first official function today. Are you ready for all of these events that you're going to have to be turning up to now over the next 12 months?
Yeah. It goes with the role. I'm looking forward to it. You'll be getting out, meeting people. Yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to that. Call it the social side of it. I'm not sure. It's not all social either. There is going to be plenty of hard work. But yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to it.
And you also have an opportunity then finally to speak out for Ennis on whatever the issue may be. And that's something that any town and any county needs is local representatives who will point out issues, whatever may arise over the next 12 months, and say, look, this needs to be fixed, whatever it might be. And you talked about Clare-Abbey, you've talked about that before, it's a local issue, but you'll have plenty more people coming to you now, I would suggest, over the next while.
Yeah, that's going to go. I mean, that goes with the territory. I'm there to take representations from anybody, and certainly whatever I can do to push things on, to lobby the government officials and our elected TDs in the county as well, I'll certainly be putting in the hard work as much as I can.
I know you got a function today, so we wish you all the best with that and over the next 12 months as well. We won't keep you too long. Councillor Murphy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.